Blog Talk Radio.
Enough, wasn't it? Good evening, good people, and welcome to a special edition of Lit It's Live. It's been a moment since we've had a broadcast, so we're all excited to be here with you tonight. Lit Ish is hosted by the awesome and beautiful cast of the Literary Ladies of the ATL, including Ms. K.S. Oliver. Hey, K.S. I'm assuming that she's with us, and we just came here.
Hi,
that's Mika giggling. And Miss Kiara Penny.
You know it. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, boo-boo. And myself, of course, Kenny York. Now, for those of you who are listening online, if you'd like to call in at any time during the broadcast, you may do so at 646-668-8971. And remember to press 1 so the producer can catch your call. But before we go into the highlights and all the good stuff and the shit that you really came here, let's just check in with the literary ladies and see what's going on with everybody. So, what's up, ladies?
Girl, life.
Life and work. Life and work. Working on these books, planning for 2016, trying to advance in life. That's pretty much it. And yes, as always, I'm giggling
since I'm not there with y'all. Y'all keeping it too gay.
As we know, I launched a publishing company this year, Diamante Publications. I currently have 7 authors, which I intend to pretty much keep that way. So this year I've decided that I'm going to end the year with a book, but I will not write another one after that. I'm going to focus solely on being the CEO and taking my company to new measures and utilize this college degree that I have.
Amen. Congratulations.
Can I sing now?
Woo! You ain't ish here.
I had
to be nice
because
she's the youngest, but damn.
Look, don't treat me like that.
I'm just saying.
She sounds so sweet and innocent. Don't be fooled.
Right.
Oh, no, don't treat me like that. That's messed up.
Who cares?
Well, you know, the truth sounds that too free.
Kiara, what's going on in Cali?
Cali. Lil Sis works for Bad Girls Club. Woo!
Damn.
I'm not on the show. I'm not that crazy. I am behind the scenes, but I also am now an indie author. I will be publishing my next book on my own under my production company called Petty Thoughts Productions, which was always my company for film. I'm not turning into a publisher as of yet, but yeah, I'm indie now. I'm doing a lot more songwriting, getting connected out here. Just the whole point of my Cali mission is networking, building my brand, building my billions, and yeah, that's the plan.
Hey, and she's coming out of her shell look at that.
You yes,
know, she is. In there, like, oh, I'm doing this, that, yep. I like it.
See our girl,
she's growing the. Okay.
I know. She's not a baby anymore.
Right. She's not our little poo-poo. Me, personally, 2015 was good because I did self-publish successfully for the first time with the Love in the A series. It did really well. And then I just released a reunion, and I will be releasing. I didn't plan to do a sequel. I have a few people that's mad. I had somebody take a star away on the review because she was like, she's tired of sequels. Well, honestly, as an author, I'm tired of writing them. But, Kendall, we have to charge such a small amount of money for these books that I'm not about to write 100,000 words for $3. So I do apologize to the readers, but unfortunately, we don't get paid what we deserve for these Kindle books. So, yes, I will split that in two. For all my loyal readers who don't mind, it will be a great finale. So I do apologize again, but we have to live and pay bills. So that's pretty much it.
So as you can see, the literary ladies of the ATL have been working. I would say that maybe we've been quiet. Maybe we've been quiet as a group, but individually we definitely have been making some noise. But let's go ahead and try to recap the year. You guys kind of hit on some things, but I want you to share some other stuff. So we're going to start with KS. And how about we go around and say what the best part of 2015 was for us, and whether that was professionally or personally, just what was the best aspect?
My re-engagement in the Bahamas in April to my husband of almost 9 years. That was probably the most exciting thing that happened to me this year.
That's awesome.
We're renewing our vows.
I'm still working on
that
costume.
And we would not let Kiara sing Fire and Desire.
My costume is already getting made. Don't even worry about it.
Lord help us.
For the readers who are, or the listeners who are wondering, my costume is half suit, half gown. I'm going to do Tina Marie part and the thing at the same time. No one's ready. No one.
Oh, God. Lord help us.
All right, Mika, so what was the best part of your 2015?
Wow, my year was blah, to be honest.
No.
So, I don't know. It was so much going on. 2015 was up and down for me. The beginning of the year, I had a lot of loss. So, it's been bittersweet for me. I can't really find a highlight of 2015. So, I'm hoping 2016 is better. I mean, of course, you know, I still have those that I love, my family, you guys. You know, I still have people I'm close to, but I lost some really close friends this year. So this year was kind of melancholy for me. I really can't find a highlight. If I do, I already mentioned it. Self-publishing was a highlight of the year, you know, putting out Love in the A, and then the collaboration we did together, Let It Burn, that was a highlight of the year. Going to Harlem was really nice. So other than that, it was really, I don't know. I'm just praying and hoping that 2016 is a lot brighter than 2015 was.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that it will be. You know, you're setting the foundation now, planting those seeds. So I'm sure that it'll be awesome. And you know, we love you.
Yes, we do. Y'all realize we've been working for years, like, with no BS. Everybody just knew we were all going to fall apart. And we really, like, I mean, we argue like siblings and family. We don't always agree, but we've never had any major issues. And I like that.
And I don't think we will, because we're all mature enough.
Oh, no, we won't.
If we have an issue, we'll just call a meeting and sit down and talk about it, like, real adults.
Right.
And I think that's what keeps us close. We're all mature enough. And if your circle is
I mean, that doesn't mean that people haven't tried, though. I mean, they try it. They try it a lot. But, you know, we're smart enough to know better. We're smart enough to pick up the phone, because I have plenty of times that I'm next. So so-and-so said you said it. You're like, what? Right. I'm like, this is why I'm calling you, girl.
I can't say that.
We're cracking up like that.
Yeah, we nip quick. Like, it was like a phone call in 10 seconds. Like, okay, your thought process was, should I call? Yep, sure should. It's worth it. If a friendship's not worth it, you won't call. You'll just let it simmer and just be mad. But when it's a friendship you feel like it's worth saving, you make that phone call. And got things in the open. So, yeah, you're right. Issues.
Right.
And I think that's a blessing to find people that you can really be with.
I mean, that, and you know how many people tell me that they wish they had a relationship like us? I mean, there was somebody in the industry yesterday that was like, I don't have any friends. Like, I wish I could just call the girls over and sit over and have drinks and laugh and have fun. Like, y'all have so much fun. And I said, well, that's an acquired taste, baby. You got to find the right folks to do stuff like that with.
Exactly.
Because you can't have everybody in your space like that.
Exactly. Small circle.
Right.
Yep. So, Kiara, you over there all quiet and whatnot. We want to know what the highlight of your 2015 was.
Okay. You know what? My answer is a whole lot more unorthodox than I thought it was going to be. This year has been so hard. And I think the best part was taking a chance and moving back to California. It's not as smooth as it sounds right now. I'm still figuring some stuff out. But I think taking a chance and awakening and knowing what I should reprioritize, letting some people go, trusting in myself a little bit more, I think that's the highlight. Like, I'm grown. I've always been super mature for my age, but I just really feel like I'm coming into my woman, like, so,
I mean, she's coming up to her woman.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
Well, I am super proud of you, Kiara. Super proud
of
you. Like, you,
y'all
did some shit that inspired me.
So.
Very proud. We're like proud big sisters.
Right. What's your mommy?
What happened? I'm sorry. I missed it.
You said proud mama.
I said proud little sisters. I mean big sisters. We're proud big sisters. Why do I keep seeing Bill Cosby arriving for arraignment on my timeline? Like,
I think it's disgusting that they're doing him like that. I really do. Now, I'm an advocate for people paying for their mistakes. But if you're going to do it for one, you got to do it for the other one. And they're being very biased right now.
Right, but you know how that is. You already know what that is. We need an hour show to devote in there.
I think we should bring that back, though. I think we should bring that show back on a regular basis.
Right. I do, too.
No. Okay.
We need the listeners to let us know how they feel about that.
You never know what might happen in 2016, but I like Nika's idea. Let's hear from some listeners or hear from some readers. We can see what people really want to hear. We can give you what you want. I believe in supply and demand, damn it.
Yeah.
But moving on. So that I can say I put in my little 2 cents. I could tell you guys what the highlight of my 2015 just kind of like Nika, it was a busy year for me. It was a busy year for me professionally and personally. A lot of things changed in my personal life, which kind of affected how I was able to run my business or whatever. But I created a new business this year, which is Till Stilettos. So it's not a literary thing, but it is something that's close to my heart. So that's the number one highlight. And the second highlight, which if you follow me on Facebook, then you already know this, but drum roll, please. I am getting married. I got engaged this year. So that's my life. That's my 2015 right there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So to switch gears a little bit. What happened?
I said I got to find a different song for your wedding since I already told Ed what I
No,
was
boo. Because. Don't even worry about it. You can rest. You can take a break. Don't worry about it.
Well, you sure?
I love you.
I'm pretty sure yours will
no,
be first.
I'm sure.
So I can draw it up.
No, baby. I'm positive.
Oh.
I love you, though. I love you.
What?
Like a fat kid loves cake. All right. Let's begin a little bit. So we talked about 2015, and now let's talk about 2016.
Because if I know the literary ladies, I know that they've got some stuff in store, and that's just how we do. We are planners. We are innovators, and we're always coming up with something new and all that great stuff. So we're going to start with KS. Tell us what you got going on for 2016 or what we can expect from you in 2016.
You can expect nothing but for me to be better than I was in 2015. I don't believe in making New Year's resolutions. Clearly every day I want to be better than I was the day before. Definitely in 2016, you will hear more about Diamante. I've worked really hard in 2015 branding my company and building good business relationships and inking contracts with magazines and bookstores and things of that nature in order to expand. So it's coming. Get ready. My team has a lot of great books coming out, a lot of great collaborations. You'll see me write with some different people. And just be ready for what we got because this is about to get real.
Hey.
That's what's up. And we see, just like I said about the planting your seeds now, we can definitely see how you're planting your seeds now. So we don't expect anything but to see a full garden come next year. You know what I mean?
Right.
I cracked myself up. Okay, what's going on with this 2016?
In 2016, I will be releasing The Reunion 2. I, of course, dabble and dabble in the publishing market before, so maybe I may branch out into that again next year. I don't know. I also would love to branch into TV and film, hopefully, 2016. If it doesn't come, hopefully we'll be planting some seeds so that it can come in 2017. Other than that, as far as personal life, I am in a relationship, so, I mean, I'm not going to rush anything, but maybe I have an announcement soon. I don't know. I don't want to put my mouth on myself, but either I have an announcement or I'll be saying that I'm single. So.
I'm going to have to make a call to the boss. Oh, man.
So, pretty much it for today.
That sounds like a warning.
I know, right?
What we think might happen? Because I'm hoping for a baby, for somebody, not Kiera.
Oh.
It definitely won't be me.
We got two options.
It definitely won't be me.
Wait,
it won't be
Kiera
either. So we got two options. Newly engaged, newly in love. Who's giving me a baby?
Wait, time out. I missed all that. What happened?
Or re-engaged, whatever you want to, however you want to put it.
Y'all better stay away from them drugs. Drugs are bad for you. Drugs are bad for you. No, my wedding is
depending on the drug. It depends on the drug. Let's clear that up.
Jesus help us.
Drugs are bad for you, but there are herbs that are not bad for you. Let's clear that up.
Lord help us.
Okay, let's go. Continue.
I don't even know where to go from there. So, okay, Kiera.
Okay, I'll be normal. Let me see. 2016, personally, I am going into this thing single as a dollar, as a penny, and it's okay.
Yes, make sure you have a dollar in your pocket, though.
Is that what?
Make sure you have a dollar in your pocket. You can't go into the New Year, bro.
No, we got dollars in our pocket.
No, I said, in additional to you being single as a dollar bill, make sure there's a dollar in your pocket.
Amen. There it goes.
Okay,
so also, you know, film is my thing. It's always been my thing. And I haven't really been putting stuff out because I got in the mindset of rushing stuff, which is not my thing. So my baby is called Crawfish Crocodile. It's a short film about a spy. We're working on that. It's finally in pre-production. So I will be doing it soon because that's where they're shooting it for me. So I have that coming this year. I'm thinking January I will release my first book by myself called What She Didn't Know. It's a spinoff from the Queen's Checkmate series. That's the only details I'm going to give right now because it is going to completely blow your mind how different it is. And I plan to put out a few more books. Maybe my quota I'm shooting for is 3 this year because I want to really dig into my screenplays and getting those out there. I'm getting a few more connects. So, mission is just to keep putting out more work, being a little bit more vocal and making myself a little bit more seen because I am the quiet one, as we know. So,
she's the quiet one coming into her woman. I love that. That was like the
I
best.
I don't think we can call her quiet right anymore. I think we need to just drop the quiet.
Call her quiet.
Right. She's not quiet anymore. She's a riot now. Oh, she's graduated. Oh,
she's all grown up.
Congratulations on the new book, though, Kiara. I love the cover, and I can't wait to read it.
I do, too. I love your cover.
I am too excited. This is a whole nother. I'm making this one a little bit more racy. My grandmother's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Girl, I told my grandma she can't read nothing else I write because everything's ratchet.
Hey.
I got in trouble yesterday because of a Facebook post I made. I got all kind of cussed out.
Oh, I keep my family off my Facebook. Mm-mm. We'll talk
about it. Here's the thing. My family is not on there. The family of the family is. So, you know, I went down the list and started blocking people. And I fixed that problem real quick.
No.
Problem solved.
People who are not on Facebook, they always find out because family members will go back and report with them who are not
right.
on Facebook. I get that all the time because my mom, because she's like, so and so told me you posted a picture of me. I'm like, dang, she might even know everything. I see.
Come in. Okay. Well, let me put my little two cents in and tell what it is that I anticipate going there in 2016. I really have nothing for you. I'm kidding. I am
going to that's a lie.
Did you guys, did your heart stop for a second? Did I fool
you? No,
because
we knew you were lying.
I tried
you
to
figure
out if I see a loud boom.
I was like, heck no, we know Kenny got something coming. Please stop.
Right. So on January 1st, I will be releasing a short story entitled At Least I Didn't Kill Him. I think it's something a little different for me. And I just wanted to be able to say Happy New Year. So that is my overall Happy New Year to all of my readers releasing that short story on January 1st. Outside of that, my new company, Tiltalettos, will be officially open for business in April, so I'm very excited about that. As far as my literary endeavors go, I will be releasing about 3 titles in 2016. I can't say exactly when those release dates are yet or the names of those titles, although they are sitting here waiting to be released. But just know that about 3 titles for me, and that is it. That is it for me, literary-wise. And, of course, I'll be getting May, and you'll hear all about that all over Facebook because I'm sure that I will be posting pictures galore through the entire process. We got a lot of different little things planned leading up to the wedding. And, of course, the literary ladies, we're not just a group of chicks that write. Like, when we tell you we are for real with this, we are a family. So when one person has a major accomplishment or a major event, like a wedding or a birthday or anything, we're always there. We're always showing up for each other. So you will see lots of stuff coming from us, mm-hmm. from our personal events or whatever within the next year or so. So, yep, there it is.
And I have the luxury of planning this great wedding.
Congratulations, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken and Ed.
While you guys are congratulating me, you should be praying for Terry because y'all know I'm a handful.
We're all a handful. Jesus.
He got Terry. There go my song.
Oh, Lord.
He got Terry.
I'm a goodness. Okay, so I wasn't going to post your video, but you sound like you want me to post your video. You want me to post it for you, boo?
Don't do my nick like that.
Look, who was it in the background saying, Lord, help us? Who was that?
That was me. That's my friend right there. I say it every time you do something, Lord, help us.
I'll die laughing. My hair look good, though. Amazing for all of us, and I really hope and pray that everybody accomplishes everything that they hope for in this new year, and that it be beautiful for us all, and that none of my friends call me crying or being sad in 2016. That's my only wish.
Oh, I refuse to be sad. I cut people off. I will put Brandon in the garage if he act up. Yeah, I said that in the garage.
I have a feeling I'll be single in 2016. I don't know why I have that feeling, but I do have a feeling I'm going to be single in 2016.
You ain't going to be single.
No,
you
can't
do that. It's just a feeling that I have. You know that woman's intuition. I don't think I'm going to go into the new year single, but I think it's coming. I'm, you know, actually inviting it, though. Single is not bad. I actually enjoy being single. I focus.
I like being married. It ain't nothing like shaking them at 4 a.m. trying to get some because it lives there. That's what I'm saying.
Look, don't even talk about it. That's great. Okay?
But me and him, we don't live together. Bad. So him not being around is going to be a big adjustment. I have Champ right here, my lion. He's there.
See, I do shit like that. I'd be like, excuse me, hey. You know that luxury part of you being married? Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
But see,
and
that's,
you know,
thing.
We learned in church on Sunday that he can't fail me. No, so yeah.
That was the best. Ebony took me to church with her, you guys, and I'm telling you, I learned some of the best lessons ever about marriage and what belongs to you and what you should and shouldn't be doing. And I'm telling you, I returned back to that day on Sunday.
No, nothing belongs to you when you married.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
The pastor said, if you won't eat a sandwich and he said don't put that in his body, you better not put it there because it don't belong to you.
You're going to be hungry.
Right.
Lord, I'm going to stay single forever.
Wait, I think you told Tiana, married sex is the best kind. You can toss your leg up, throw it back twice and everything, and it's a good thing.
I was like, I took some good notes. I brought it home for my fiance to read. I ain't playing. I refer back to that sermon every chance I get. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes.
Amen to that, boo. That's that good word. You can take something away.
I'm like, great. Find me something I can use. Yes.
Shoot. You ever be out somewhere and your boo be trying to kiss on you, and I'd be like, stop me, I'm public. Brandon be like, the pastor said it's mine. I can rub on it when I'm like, get ready. I'm like, damn.
Y'all are mad. I can't take y'all nowhere, not even on the radio.
Girl, I am very, very tame.
When are we coming to Cali?
We definitely got to come to Cali soon, for real.
We definitely. Definitely.
Ain't we going to New Orleans for your birthday,
Kira? Yeah, about that. We'll talk off the air.
Oh, wow. Side note.
I was ready to go.
I
want to
go to my birthday.
I
want to
go too, but we'll discuss it.
Side note, we're leaving the country for my birthday because y'all know that's just what I do.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to go to Mardi Gras. I want to go to Mardi Gras so bad.
Me too.
That's everywhere.
It sounds like we're going to be spending a lot of money in the year 2016. There we go. So this is going to be a
really
good catch up
segment.
No, the disclaimer, Kenyatta, is that you're getting married, see? So your fiance currently will be spending all the money for you to go on trips with us. That's how that works.
Right. So now you have a talking time coming
I can
in.
I just imagine my phone is about to be ringing now.
I could already see
how this conversation about to be going. But it has been an awesome 30 minutes catching up with you, ladies. So I'm so glad that we got some people to call in and listen. And we did have a few callers listening in, and nobody wanted to talk to us, which I'm really surprised. But you may get a chance to talk to us again in 2016 because you never know. We just may bring the weekly show back. But like Nika said, if you want the show, we need to know that you want it. So inbox us. Post on our walls, go to the Literary Ladies of the ATL Facebook page and let us know that you want Lit-ish Live to come back. In the meantime, make sure that you pick up a book by K.S. Oliver, Nika Michelle, Kiara Petty, or Kenny York. You have been listening to Lit-ish Live, hosted by the Literary Ladies of the ATL. We hope that you keep reading, and we wish you all a fantastic and super happy new year.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.